Imagine if the public square actually changed because our hearts did first. Let's explore what it means to accept one another as Christ accepted us, not by excusing sin, but by extending grace, honor, and sacrificial love. You'll discover how letting go of bitterness, serving others, and welcoming the outsiders can transform your church, your community, and your own heart. Stay with me as we dive into Romans 15 and the one another principles that can reshape how you live and lead today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are diving into God's Word together today. It's going to be such a great day. We are in our series, Strength for Unity. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Our final announcement is, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. On FPIW, our 501c3, we're educating, giving people a biblical worldview. On FPIW Action, our 501c4, we're taking practical salt and light action within the public square, how to register your position, how to testify, all the things that we can do to be salt and light in the public square. So our goal is to change the heart so that we change the public square. If we walk into that public square with a changed heart, we will see a transformation. We're more worried about ourselves in the sense of changing ourselves, and then that in essence influences others. All right, so we are in Romans chapter 15. This one's called Welcome Like Jesus. And our idea is we welcome one another the way Christ welcomed us, freely, sacrificially, and to the glory of God. Does my welcome mirror Christ's welcome towards people different from me? Let's look at Romans chapter 15. Verse 7, therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ accepted you? It was not on the basis of works. It wasn't basis of uniformity. It wasn't on the basis of your personality. It was by grace through faith that he accepted you. And it says, therefore, accept one another just as Christ accepted us to the glory of God. So we are to accept each other by faith, through grace, by mercy, not based on whether we, you know, somehow the other person's perfect enough or outdoes the other person enough. So is the one another principles are powerful, accepting one another. And think about that as we dive in. So we're going to look at a whole bunch of different one another. So like Romans 12:10, it says this back here. It says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. And so we are to outdo each other by showing honor to each other. Here's another one from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25. So that there may be no divisions in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. How does Christ accept us? He cares for us. He died on the cross for us. He rose again that we may have eternal life. And so we need to also care for one another with a sacrificial care system that we just love each other and care for each other. Let's go over to Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. It says this. For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. We are to serve each other. We have to care enough to serve each other one by one. So thinking about how you are serving others, that's how Christ, he served by giving his life for your sins and for my sins. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. That is incredible. If you want to change the public square today, let go of all bitterness. Just say it's no longer mine to carry. All wrath, all anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another and tenderhearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Are you noticing a pattern? that you are to forgive the way that God forgave you, that you are to care the way that God cares about you. So think about that today. How are you caring for another person? How are you accepting the other person? Now, accepting is not necessarily accepting their sin. You say, how do you know that? Well, does Christ accept your sin? In other words, did he say, does your sin get to identify who your identity is? No. He expects you to repent and accept the free gift of grace. And that is by faith, you lay down your sin and your identity in the flesh for the glory of God. He's not saying, I accept your sin. He accepted the payment for your sin. He accepted the newness of life for your sin, but he's not coddling, validating, or okaying your sin. He loves you too much to leave you the same. He's changing you and transforming you. So, like, for instance, let all bitterness, it's not that Christ accepts your bitterness. He wants you to let go of those. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. So letting go of bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, and malice. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's go there very quick. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. So think about what you are doing. There's a couple of verses before this I should read. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have been destined for salvation. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another just as you are doing today. Well, how can we do all this? Because Christ died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we live together with Jesus. You are alive with Jesus Christ today. So here's some application questions for you today. Who is on the margins of your church, your small group, maybe your community, your workplace that you could intentionally welcome or accept? Again, you can say, come, let's grow in the things of God together. How has Christ welcomed you in your weakness, and how can that reshape your posture towards others? Number three, what habits, cliques, preferences, fears keep you from Christ-like welcoming? You know, do you have some things that you just don't welcome others in well? God wants you to have an open heart and be way more accepting that people might be different, but God is in the business of transformation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are a God that goes before us. God, teach us the one another principles, that we can lay down our life for one another, that we can serve each other, that we can forgive each other, that we can accept each other, that we can acknowledge the work of the cross together. God, go before us in all things, surround us in all things. God, you can live through us for your glory. God, we give you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.